Michael, big weekend for your own club, Stocknield, both hurlers and senior hurlers and your senior camogie team.
It's amazing. And, you know, you think the last 4, 5, 6 years, what has happened around here, you know, with getting the finals, and Sunday will be no different. The hurling, obviously, a repeat of 2 seasons ago. There were 6,000 people came to Owen Beg to watch Dunloy and Slantneil. And even though Newry, I suppose, isn't a great location, there'll still be a huge buzz come Sunday. And with the Camogie team having a real rivalry with Loch Gael over this past 4 or 5 years as well, that'll just add to the crowd and a great occasion.
Yeah, we'll start with the Camogie. Obviously, they've had a great 5 or 6 years, even really setting even higher standards than the hurlers.
They have, and you know, they probably lived in the shadow of Coleraine for a long time. Coleraine went south and won 2 All-Ireland Intermediate titles. You know, and the girls couldn't really get over that. And I was chatting to Grainne O'Kane during the week, and she was saying, you know, that they just had to make a decision eventually to say, right, you know, let's really go at this. They won their first Camogie title in 2012, which people don't really realise. You know, when a team has won 3 All-Irelands, you know, you assume that they've been about forever. A wee bit like Dunloy hurlers, I would have thought that, you know, Dunloy were an All-Ireland hurling finals, but they, you know, they didn't win their first title in 1990. And Slantneil Camogues is a wee bit the same. And then they couldn't get past Loch Gael the first time of asking. Then it took a replay. One of the most dramatic days probably in the club's history. You know, a last-minute goal to win an Ulster title. And Slantneil haven't actually lost a championship match in Camogie since. And Tom, they actually played Swatter in the league this year, and Swatter beat them. So that was their first defeat, really, since the Ulster final of 2015.
So
they bounced back to beat Swatter on their way to the championship, and here they are up against Loch Gael once again, their old rivals.
And has the team changed much over the last year or so?
It actually has. You know, like the goal scorer from the first All Ireland final, Mary Kelly, is not playing anymore. Dervla and Denise McGuigan have gone, you know, in recent years. And even since last year's All-Ireland team, you know, the sisters, Eilish and Brona Cassidy, have gone from their defence. So it's quite a transition. But to be fair, Claire McGrath came back this season. She was off. They had a baby, and she's back, and she's in full flight again. So as well as a few of the younger girls that have sort of pushed on to the team. So I think it's a wee bit like the hurling. I think it's the final that everybody sort of thought was going to happen. And I suppose Slantneil were always expected to get out of Derry, and Loch Gael a bit the same. From the Loch Gael point of view, their ace forward, Raquel McCary, she's not playing this year. She's one of the players that, you know, Slantneil always had problems with, always had to worry about. So they've lost her, which maybe counteracts losing Brona Cassidy, who could potentially have been marking her. So there's a lot of change on both sides. I think the thing with Slantneil is that you have to try and peak for the right time of the year, because you're coming off an All-Ireland, you know, at the start of the season. And the girls didn't really start training really properly until the championship started, because you need some sort of downtime. And from talking to Damien, you know, who leads the management team, they seem to think they're just coming in at the right time and they're starting to peak for now. But, you know, they'll be confident enough of winning it. But there's also that fear that Loch Gael were the last team to beat them. You know, so maybe that's the sort of thing that drives you on. You know, you're going out to play Loch Gael on Sunday. You're 3 times All-Ireland champions, your favourites, but you know the team in that our dressing room has already beat you and are probably gunning for you. And in an interesting aside, Tom, PJ O'Mullen, who's Loch Gael's manager, was the manager when Slantneil won the 2012 All-Ireland. Yeah. PJ is a full cousin of Patsy Bradley, who plays with us, and he was the manager, and Damien McIlderney was his assistant. And come Sunday, they're in opposition dugouts again, so the GA is a funny place, Tom.
It is indeed. But on form, would it be fair to suggest Loch Gael should win?
I think so. I think on form, but probably how they've coped with absentees. Like, you take it Ailish and Brona Cassidy, like, that's potentially the backbone of your defence. I saw them playing in the county final against Ballinascreen. You know, they never looked like conceding a goal, ever, during that game. And it was a really tough day for Camogie, and they never looked like conceding. Maybe the only concern that I would have going into Sunday is that against Ballinascreen, they didn't look like creating a goal. And maybe that will be a wee bit of a doubt this week and over the weekend. You know, can we get inside Lochiel for goals? Because Slant and Ayle haven't conceded a goal, I don't think, in Championship Camogie since last year's All-Ireland final. You know, so if they're able to keep it out at that end and can notch a goal, I think we'll come through. The experience factor, the belief factor, you know, will probably take them through. In their county final, whenever the game was really, really tight, you know, it was Shannon Graham, Siobhan Bradley, and were sort of leading the thing through midfield. You had Louise Dugan playing in the sweeper role, driving the ball forward. You know, they had a real platform that eventually saw over Ballinascreen, but I expect them to come through on Sunday. But, you know, like last year's Ulster final was a real battle up in Dungannon where they just about got through. So,
and tell me,
Daniel, hopefully.
Talk to me about the hurling. Obviously, out to get back to the top again after losing out last year in the semi-final.
When I wasn't at it last year, but the vibes coming from Corrigan were that Samuel just looked so lethargic. You know, eventually the whole thing had caught up with him. You know, and Michael McShane had even said that it just couldn't keep going on the way it was, you know, and eventually, you know, they ran out of pith and were comprehensively beaten by Ballycran. It wasn't luck, it wasn't refereeing decisions, it wasn't, you know, anything like that. It was just completely outclassed. This year, they're back. They scored 132 against Lavey in the first round, and Cormac O'Doherty actually picked up an injury in that game, and they didn't even replace him as a sub. You know, they played the last 10 minutes with 14 men, because they didn't want to put a man out of the reserve championship through just playing and a meaningless last 10 minutes. So that's how easy that game was. But the county final against Kevin Lynch's was absolutely brilliant. It was the game that everybody hoped it would be. And it was like two heavyweights just going at each other flat to the mat. And Kevin Lynch's got two goals. One of them came after half time. And I think Slaneel were behind for the guts of 20 minutes. You know, and you're probably sitting watching that game thinking, is this the day that Kevin Lynch's are going to turn them over? Because whenever Slaneel started their period of dominance, they could never get by Kevin Lynch's. And eventually they did. And then with Kevin Lynch's been pretty good at underage recently, people are starting to wonder, was this the year that it was going to change? But Brenton Rogers got a goal at the right time and Slaneel pulled away. They were comfortable winners, but it probably flattered them. You know, it probably did flatter them. And I would say it probably has helped their preparation going into Ulster.
Yeah.
Against Middletown, they never looked like being beat. I watched it back on the DVD the other day. You know, they got a lucky enough goal through Shane McGuigan, but never looked like being beaten. And Dunloy were the same. Maybe my worry for Slaneel, maybe a wee bit like the Camogues. They've only scored 3 goals in the championship this year. 3 goals in 3 games. Whereas Slaneel's calling card in the early days of Michael McShane's management term was they would blitz teams in 10 minutes. You know, they would just, like, Derry championship games are over after 10 or 15 minutes as a contest. You know, quite a bit. Whereas they couldn't do that this year, you know, against Kevin Lynch's and even against Middletown. So that's a concern going into the final. You know, I think they're going to need a goal to win this final.
The preparations have been helped by the fact that the footballers went out of the championship early.
Aye, it probably helps from the point of view of freshness. But you know, momentum is a big thing in Slaneel's grade in the last 5 or 6 years. You know, the fact that you're winning a game, and it's a case of, well, bring on the next team. But I suppose with every year that goes past, there's more miles on the clock. The winter's training eventually catches up with you. And probably the week before that Glen game, you know, Slamiel had to go to the well to beat Kevin Lynch's, and it probably had it was counterproductive for the footballers because Glenn ran through them the week after. Mm-hmm. So Slamiel has 3 weeks of clear preparation between being beaten by Glenn and playing Middletown in 3 clear weeks, and then another 2 clear weeks until Sunday's game of Dunloy. So that's probably unheard of, really, in the last wee while, and it's probably a luxury, you know, when you're able to play at, you know, a training match, train 2 or 3 times during the week, whereas beforehand it was just a patching up job and bring on the next team. So definitely an advantage. And I would say that the Hurt have been beaten by Glenn will definitely have a big factor going into Sunday, because you know yourself, you're beat by your rivals. It's never easy, you know, and the fact that for long periods of that football game, Glenn were completely on top, you know, and that has to hurt. So I would say that'll be a factor going into Sunday. But the game 2 years ago, Tom, was absolutely brilliant. You know, like 6,000 people at a club championship game.
Yeah.
People didn't get there to half time with the traffic. So, and Dunloy were actually 1-3 to a point up in that game. And it took Slamiel a wee while to get their second breath, really. And then they hit Dunloy for 1-8 to a point. You know, that spell basically, you know, sort of took Dunloy apart. And the feeling at that stage was that Dunloy were the young, upcoming team, but they weren't physically strong enough. You know, Owen McNichol, former Derry goalkeeper, he's in doing their strength and conditioning, and he does strength and conditioning for Derry hurlers as well. He's been with them sort of full-time. And physically they've developed, Dunloy. They didn't win Antrim last year, but they're back again. And the Dunloy game 2 years ago was the only time Dunloy lost. Sorry, the Dunloy-Slamiel game was the only time Dunloy lost an Ulster game ever. So that's another interesting aside going into Sunday. You know, Dunloy won't want to be remembered as a team that, you know, got beat by 2 Derry teams 2 weeks, you know, 2 years, you know, 2 attempts in a row. So that's another factor, but it's a really interesting game. Dunloy have, you know, they had to battle past Lough Gill. They needed 2 goal line blocks to sort of win that one out. Against Cushendall in the final, they were sort of struggling, and they brought on Sean Elliott, impact player, scored 2 goals. His brother Nigel scored the other goal, so they've got a pretty strong bench. Dunloy have used 25 players in the championship. Slamiel have only used 19. You know, in fairness, Dunloy have had more games, but maybe Dunloy's bench will have a wee bit more of an impact. So these are all the things that I suppose will be discussed coming into Sunday's game.
So is it at best say it's a 50-50?
Aye, 50-50. I think a lot of people, you know, I think a lot of people that were at the 2 games in Athletic Grounds, and like even neutral people I was talking to says, oh, it's Dunloy's turn. Dunloy looked very, very slick. But I don't see it like that. I see it as 50-50, possibly with Slamiel coming through